podcast world. Hey, welcome to late night office hours with Edgman and Kais here. I'm the Edgman.
And I'm Kais.
And we're going to play some kick-ass music for you tonight.
This is our first episode that we're throwing together here. In case some of you guys don't know us, we run No Milk Records, and we're coming at you from Red Bank, New Jersey.
I'd like to say it's live, but it's not live at all. It's pre-recorded, but you get the idea.
So what you guys think of that intro music?
It's pretty badass. In case you're wondering, it's from a local artist. His name's Ricky P.
Yeah, he definitely brings a beat.
Brings the beats, man. He brings the pain. Brings the rock, but that's our intro music.
Yeah, so in honor of our first podcast, we're going to bring you a song called First Time.
It's by a band named Tourmaline.
It's off their debut full-length, Strange Distress Calls. We released the record June 21st.
A little interesting story about the record. The first song they ever recorded was the song First Time, and the first lyrics to the song are Strange Distress Calls, so hence the album title. So hopefully you guys enjoy it and dig this.
You
as a Decemberist, that song was actually The Sporting Life. You might have saw them on TV. I like that track a lot better than the single, though. So that's why we played that one.
All right, so the next killer jam coming at you comes from over the seas. We don't know the name of the song or the name of the artist.
We don't know what they're saying either.
Or the lyrics, yes. That's because it's in Cambodian. All we know, it's off a compilation called Cambodian Rocks. We found it on the internet from a friend. And the song's just banging. So hopefully you guys like it. It's a little out there, though, so be prepared.
From No Milk recording artist Runaway Orange, on sale now with 11 summertime rock tracks featuring the smash songs It Can't Be Me and Heartache to Heartache.
Heartache to Heartache. People play these games.
Runaway Orange's debut album, The Cutting Room, on sale now at the nearest FYE location and at runawayorange.com.
You might have heard that one on Z100.
Yeah, you're definitely probably wondering what the hell that was, but it was an actual radio commercial that aired a few months ago. So we had to throw it in there.
A few months ago. Actually, it was probably like a year ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's funny story about that. I'm up in New York City. Actually, we were both in New York City. And I get a phone call from Joey Southside from the Banner saying he heard it on the radio. And he asked, you know, how'd they get on the radio? And I said, better question, Joey Southside. What were you doing listening to Z100?
Yeah, because he's a tough dude, and Z100 is not tough.
Not at all.
All right, so getting along here.
Oh, we got the next track is another one of my personal favorites.
Uh-oh. That's his phone ringing right now.
Oh,
better
no,
be important.
It's Big Tom. Not important. Not important. What's going on, Tom?
We're going to take a break here for a second.
We're back. Like I was saying before,
somebody was too cool. You know, they had to take a phone call.
Yeah, you know.
Podcast.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Yeah. So the next track is a personal favorite of mine, Rocky Vadalato, Suicide Medicine.
Brain never stops ticking. Sometimes an on-off switch would sure come in handy. Mind that's constantly cutting up and dissecting, looking for answers, committing murders along the way. Is it the red wire or the blue wire? Just pick one and cut, just doesn't matter. Or did it ever? 'Cause I could never control when the bomb would explode. Oh God, I love you, I mean forever. I left my body behind to break the news. Looks like it's over, please remember all of the things I never got a chance to say. Like you look smashing in your fourth grade picture, the one that we hung by the door in our house that was so beautiful, yeah, here in our little home. If this medication upsets your stomach, take it with crackers, bread, or a small meal. We understand it won't do shit towards a cure, but if you buy this, I promise you're gonna like the way it makes you feel. Is it the red wire or the blue wire? Just pick one and cut, it just doesn't matter anymore. Or did it ever? 'Cause I could never control when the bomb would explode. Oh God, I love you, I mean forever. I left my body behind to break the news. Looks like it's over, please remember all of the things I never got a chance to say. Like you look smashing in your fourth grade picture, the one that we hung by the door in our house that was so beautiful, yeah.
Oh, now who's on the phone? Oh, now he took a call.
Yes, but I warn you that you're on the air right now.
Oh no!
You're part of it. Yeah.
Hurry up! Come on, we're in the middle of a radio show. All right, I guess I'm just gonna introduce the next track.
Hold on a second.
All right, this next song coming up here. It's our newest signing, a band called Sleepaway out of Buffalo, New York. This song is called Best Unspoken.
Thank you.
that was Small Towns Burn a little slower.
Yeah, that's Last Blast off of their debut full-length, Mortality as Home Entertainment. The record just came out last week, actually. Go buy it.
It's a good one, man. You should go check it out.
Yeah, good friends of ours from Minnesota on Triple Crown. You know, those guys work hard whenever they're in the area. Always good times.
All right, so another hard-working band coming at you right now, and another No Milk band, The Bank Robbers.
This is actually a demo from their upcoming sophomore full-length. It's called Facing Our Nightmare.
All right, if you like what you hear on this next track, you should check out the new Punk the Clock Volume 2 compilation coming out this fall. There's some good acts on it. You got Emmanuel, Amberlin, Scary Kids, Scaring Kids, who are awesome. Tourmaline, as we played before, Thorn for Every Heart. So a lot of good bands on it, so you should check that out. So here's The Bank Robbers with Facing Our Nightmare.
Back.
right. So those are the Bank Robbers. The next track coming up is from another local New Jersey band, the Sideways. They're an amazing rock band.
This band is so good live.
Yeah, they're incredible. It's a rock and roll extravaganza like no other. And a little piece of rock and roll trivia, whatever you want to call it. The drummer of this band is actually the brother of the singer of the band we previously played, the Bank Robbers. So this is the Sideways, and this is off an old demo from about 3 years ago. I hope they don't get mad I'm playing their older stuff, but I really like the song. It's called As Near As Far. No, I messed that up. That's the name of the song.
As Near and Far.
All right, I'm not going right.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell you the name of the song.
The name of the song.
It's As... All right, go ahead. Kyle.
I'll say one word, then you say one word.
I'm messing it up. You just do it.
As...
Near...
And...
Far...
As...
Ever. The Sideways.
Oh,
we got this extra special treat for you guys today.
This is so hip, man. This is so cutting edge. Never, I mean, it's out there.
This is crazy. No Milk fans will definitely enjoy this next listen. What we got for you here is a very rare remix No Hollywood Ending track.
You heard it. Remix NHE.
Coming at you. It was remixed by a guy in a band called Austin Vice. He's done a lot of remixes for a lot of people. Hope you like it. It's Blood Isn't Enough Remix. Sick remix. What'd you think of that remix,
Edgeman? I thought it was so, so sweet, man. I just feel cool listening to it, quite frankly.
Well, we've had it for a while.
Yeah, we've been pretty cool for a long time. But now you guys are, so...
Yeah.
That's a bonus. Never a minus.
Up next, we got another one of my favorite bands, Red Animal War.
It's a good one. I agree with Kyle on this one. Or Kais. Sorry, I didn't mean to use his alter ego.
You're blowing up my spot here.
Anyway, yeah, that's Kais's favorite song.
So, basically, the song is called Straight Lines for Construction Workers. The band is awesome. They're called Red Animal War. And it's followed by one of Edgeman's favorites.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you. It's funky, though. It's real funky. But we'll get to that. But I'd like to point out on the next song by Red Animal War, it's one of the few songs that I think the sax is used very appropriately. I think the saxophone comes off as a very sexy instrument in this song. And, yeah, it's really sexy. It really gets me going.
Yeah, it's...
So, yeah, enjoy it.
Franklin was a construction worker down on the east side of town. The folks that say he let his loved ones down But what did they know? 'Cause the sky was so close. His family so poor. When a heart head hits the ground, except when he's got bills to pay and owes money all over town. So they found a note that read, "So long, farewell, cruel world." But folks die every day. Along with everything else, she moved in with her mother, couldn't stand being by herself. All the while thinking, her future looks black, and the past all seems gray.
Hit me! I got a bag of my... Oh, baby, stop! ya. My body's built like 30, 20, or 45 frame. Don't you nothing but ball and cane. Shoot! 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 Ow!
I told you we were going to play something funky at the end there, and that was James Brown, the king of funk, with I Got My Own Bag.
He has so much soul, it's not even funny.
Yeah, he's crazy. You got to love him. Anyone that moves that much and sweats so much.
And does that many drugs.
Yeah, I mean, I got my own bag of what? That's a real question.
Yeah, I saw that picture when he got arrested.
Yeah, you ever see that? When he got arrested, he looks crazy.
You should Google that one.
Yeah. So that's your homework for tonight, and that's the end of our show.
So, there's our music.
Yeah, there it comes.
And, so we're going to try to do these every week now.
Yeah, it's late night office hours from Red Bank, New Jersey, with Edgman and Kais.
So, hope you enjoyed it. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends, download it, and hopefully you got some good tunes out of it. So take care.